producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and what we're talking about here, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Terrence P. Lupo.
Live here this Saturday evening. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. What we're talking about right now is, well, it looks like there are five states or five places in America that the driver's licenses won't be good anymore come 2016 to fly. That's the claim from Leisure and Travel.com. I'm skeptical as to whether this will come about because this story has come about a few times since 2006 when the Real ID Act was slipped in on the American people at like midnight. It was a really crappy law and it was one of those that was tagged on to something else. But the idea is that you won't be able to use driver's licenses from Minnesota, American Samoa, New Hampshire, New York, and Louisiana to fly domestically, and you'll have to have a passport, and that 38% of people, Americans, don't have passports. So they, you know, big scary story. Do you feel that you have the right to travel domestically? And is this is this a violation of people's rights? Do Americans have the right to travel within America without having to show their papers, according to the government? And I think it's an interesting question, and you can give us your answer at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, because it's contrary to the law. Let's go to John calling in from Carson City, Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about group differences. When we look at individuals, I mean, I would think it should be pretty uncontroversial that some people are smarter than others. That, say, Kim Kardashian is not as smart as Einstein was. Would you agree?
Yeah, not too many people as smart as Einstein. At least, he certainly had some amazing things that he discovered.
Some people are smarter than others.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this doesn't really present any special problems for libertarianism. We don't need people to shy away from the issue that some people are smarter than others. It doesn't have any real effect on how we view people as individuals in terms of rights because.
No, it doesn't. But I would like to point out that 90% of people, when asked, believe they have above average intelligence. Now, that is, by its definition, impossible.
Wrong.
What's that?
But pretty clearly, most of those people are wrong. Right?
Well, 40% of them are.
Yeah. Right. Sure. So, yes, people are wrong about many things. Now, if people can have different levels of intelligence, and that doesn't present any special problems for libertarianism, and it's not a particularly scary idea, why does it seem so scary and controversial that different ethnic or racial groups might have different levels of intelligence?
Because it's obvious at that point. So when I go on the air and I say, stupid people are stupid, folks are like, yeah, stupid people are stupid. 90% of people say, yes, that's the case. Or maybe even more than that. Because intelligence is not one thing, but it's a variety of things. So, for instance, you don't want me doing your engineering, but most people would agree I'm a pretty smart guy. I believe, like 90% of Americans, that I am above average intelligence.
But I don't think intelligence really predicts your state of happiness in life and how far you go. As far as,
but that's not what John. That's not the question John's asking here. What he's asking
he's
is,
saying is
why does it present
a
problem?
Yeah, why can't we actually discuss that there's different levels of intelligence? And I guess he's equating it to races too. Different levels of intelligence, different races. Is that your question?
Yeah, and my question. I guess I have a question about something I thought I heard Mark say earlier, but I wasn't sure. For instance, when I say, like, A is smarter than B, this person's smarter than B, does that doesn't necessarily mean I'm saying that they're superior. or, you know, they're superior in one sense, but they're not superior in terms of rights or anything like that. But if there are differences between groups, and say one group has higher average intelligence than another, is it racist to say that?
I think by its definition that is racism, to say that, some group is superior to another group in a particular way. Now, I'm not saying racist in a bad way. I'm saying racist by its definition.
Yeah, I mean, you are dividing by races
and,
by doing that. But
claiming that one is superior to the other.
I'm not sure what the point is.
The difference is calling an individual, saying that an individual is smarter, an individual is dumb, saying that there are dumb people out there is that people don't self-identify that way. They don't say, oh, yeah, I'm one of the dumb people. He's being mean to me. If you say that a person of a particular race is dumb, then a person can look at their skin and say, huh, turns out I'm that. And, like, for instance, my son, he's part black, he's part Asian, he's part Jewish, he's part white, he's part all of these things, and it doesn't mean anything about him particularly. So if you're talking about bell curves, as the 1996 book out there that so famously said that, some ethnic groups are smarter than other ethnic groups, or score higher on IQ tests. When you're talking about bell curves, people show up different places in bell curves.
Well, absolutely. Blacks are on average whites are on average more intelligent than blacks, that doesn't mean there aren't hundreds of blacks who aren't smarter than you. Because that's exactly what the bell curve means. That each group has a distribution of people. And
what's the point of the conversation, though? I mean, I think everybody, they know that there are people who are smarter than other people. What's the point? As I tell my wife often when she treats me like I'm stupid, is that, look, stupid people do not appreciate your intelligence when you treat them like they're dumb. That tone of voice from her, I'm not like, you know what I feel? I feel edified.
It's not that these things don't exist. It's just, why harp on them, bring them to light, and make people feel bad as a group?
Well, I think group differences are relevant to many social issues. For instance, there's a very popular meme out there that says women make only 70% of what men make in salary.
But it's disprovable.
What?
It's disprovable. Time magazine and many other major journalistic endeavors have shown that women do not make less than men when you figure in, time at the office, you figure in, which careers we're talking about and a variety of other factors. At that point, it gets even.
It's only disprovable if you look at differences between the groups, between different choices that are being made in the groups. And so you do need to address group differences. Their argument says, well, men make this much altogether, women make this much altogether. There's no difference between the groups. Therefore, women make 70% of what men make for the same work. You have to look at group differences to dispute the argument. And when people say,
yep.
Well...
But that argument matters. That's people's paycheck.
And also I want to point this out, is really what is intelligence in a sense that you're saying, okay, I scored well on
factors.
This... Yeah, I scored on this test that, that proves I'm intelligent, and I just disagree with... That just shows how well you can take a test. I don't think it really displays your intelligence. I think it's pretty nebulous to think that a test can tell you how smart someone is.
Well, Murray and Hartstein went to great lengths to show that the test had a significant predictive value of further achievement.
Right, but it's an achievement. It's a test that... Supposedly, look, I don't know, and I'm only going to repeat talking points here. It's a test that is written by white people for white people and based on the achievement that white people can make.
Well,
yeah.
You could also say that Free Talk Live is a show by white people.
I don't claim to have a race.
Yeah, well.
I'm Italian. I don't know if I count as white.
Mark.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call in with your opinion. LRN.FM on Skype, Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, keep...
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. A variety of topics have been put on the table here this evening, Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up what you want to talk about. Intelligence, what is it? is one of the topics. Saggy Pants Band in an Alabama town. Real ID, apparently it's come to rear its ugly head again. And the claim is that people from four states and one territory will not be able to use their driver's license to fly domestically. And I got to kind of wonder whether, don't you have the right to fly domestically? So
apparently, not without going through a radiation scan and everything else. So they're just going to tack it on. I mean,
Taryn, you produce independent video.
I do.
Tell me about it.
This week's story, currently I've been spotlighting New Hampshire life, as in like small towns and things going on here, because a lot of people want to move here for the Free State Project, and they want to see more than just activism. They want to know, like, what's going on. So I have a YouTube channel that's pretty popular. I'm almost at about 7 million hits. If you look me up,
wow.
Taryn Lupo, it's T-A-R-R-I-N-L-U-P-O, or you can go to taryinlupo.com. And you can see my latest story, which is on a small engine festival. Now, what a small engine festival is, gosh, it's like all these old folks that love tractors and engines and these things that were running on, you know, turn of the century.
Turn of the last. The century before last.
It's almost like you walked into a steampunk convention, but they're real engines and stuff. And, it's
and there's
so
no steampunks.
Cool.
It's just a bunch of old people.
Yeah, a bunch of old people. I'm sure the steampunks would love it, though. But... It sounds like, oh, man, you know, boring. Who wants to look at tractors? But these aren't normal tractors. These are like 100-year-old antique things that look like robots when they go
Where
by.
Where do people find it?
On taryinlupo.com.
Taryn Lupo. Taryn.
T-A-R-R-I-N. Taryn Lupo. Taryinlupo.com. You just Google that on YouTube. You'll see it.
Yeah, let's go to Will calling in on Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you guys doing?
Hi, Will.
What's on your mind, Will?
Well, I wanted to comment on the real ID, but then the caller before, I wanted to actually comment on what he was saying.
What was he saying? Reset us.
Well, when he was talking, when you guys were discussing, you know, how test-taking ability doesn't really denote your actual intelligence, and I would have to agree with that sentiment coming from you guys from personal experience. I have an uncle who just passed away about 2 years ago in his mid-90s, and he never graduated high school. Yet when he decided he wanted a boat, he went to see how much a boat cost. It cost too much money, so he was going to build it himself. When he went to see how much it cost to draft plans, that cost too much. So the man literally went to the library and taught himself drafting. Built a seaworthy boat that actually weathered a hurricane while they were out in it on its maiden voyage, and built this with his own hands. Decided he wanted to build greenhouses out in the middle of the Ocala National Forest. Didn't want to have to pay the money they wanted to build them. So he taught himself to build a pipe bender, like something that would form pipes in a uniform fashion at certain angles, and built his own greenhouse.
They have little ones for conduit when you're running wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have four.
He didn't want to pay to the cost of having one, so he built one himself that he could hand crank. And all of this from a man who had no high school education, wasn't a great test taker, wasn't, you know, raised in a Common Core, you know, the greatness of Common Core, you know, federalized education system, but yet was able to have the ingenuity to build boats, build greenhouses, build basically anything that he wanted to, whatever he set his mind to, because he had the will and the drive simply to do so.
I would agree. I think that intelligence takes all kinds of different forms, and you never, you don't discount people. This is one of the things that I tend to do. I get short with people,
yeah.
And I don't have much time in my life for bad ideas. And I tend to, once I've heard a bad idea or two come out of your mouth, like, I'm done with you. You know, like, that's how I feel. But the fact is that, you know, if you're saying that there's, say, 20 different types of intelligence, and intelligent people are 5% of the population, well, if if you only can have one type of intelligence, and obviously that wouldn't be the case, but in that case, that an intelligent person is the top 5% of the population, there's 20 different types of intelligence, you have everybody essentially being a genius. And I'm not going to go quite so far as to say everybody's a genius, but I'm going to go so far as to say, you know, people got their own gifts, and to call intelligence one thing like, you know, analogies
right.
or something like that is ridiculous.
I've got almost 15 years of higher education. I mean, I've got about as much education as a person can get in my field. And I can tell you that I hang out with some of the smartest people on the planet, and they're only smart in one thing. You talk about anything else, and they just are clueless. So book smart, man, just doesn't cut it. I'm sure our callers are way smarter than me, and I have all this education.
Will, I do appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, Will.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Scott calling in from Charleston, South Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm going to give you kind of a contraposing view.
Go right ahead.
Doctor, I'm this is just the first night I'm getting acquainted with you. Are you
Oh yeah, Free Talk Live is on the air 7 nights a week, and you can find us at freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Doctor, are you a medical doctor?
No, I'm actually a chiropractor, but I have a diplomate in clinical nutrition.
That's fine, but I don't understand. I mean, the caller before this was. He was talking in broad generalities about distributions and bell curves, and it came up. And you keep a repetitive theme tonight is you keep apologizing about your intelligence and your ability to take tests.
I'm not apologizing for it. I'm darn good at taking tests, and I am darn smart.
I think he's talking to me, Mark. As I said, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm smart. I'm just really good at taking tests.
Okay.
Right. Are you? If I was one of your patients, should I? Oh, this guy just crams for a test and doesn't really understand the science of chiropractic?
No, what it is I think they purposely put massive amounts of hoops up. Out of the 10 years of education it takes to get to that point, you really only need about 6 months, and most of that could have been done as in an apprenticeship. All of it is a repeat, and making you jump through hoops just to know hoops. These days with the internet, I can look up any disease. I don't have to have every single thing memorized in my head like, you know, you had to in 1950.
Being smart is knowing where to look for the answer.
Yeah, and that's what it is. So if a patient was like, oh, well, he says he's not the smartest, sure, I can. But I also believe that there are some patients that would be attracted to my honesty of, oh, this doctor doesn't think, you know, he's so arrogant that he knows everything.
Doctor, there's some elements to what you said, and that's good, and I appreciate that. But, you know, in your practice or a medical practice or an engineering practice, you can't say, well, you know, Bill, your guess is as good as mine, but what I think you should do is, and I'll give you an example. You know, there are certain disciplines you just need to go to school for. Like engineering.
Scott, there are a few disciplines. There's no doubt about it. I do appreciate the call, sir. We're running up on a hard break here.
Keep listening.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on intelligence.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
You can go ahead and call in about whatever's on your mind. What we've been talking about is sort of what is intelligence?
Yeah.
How does intelligence present itself? Also, real ID, and apparently some states and driver's licenses aren't going to be good enough to get on airplanes. That's scary to me. Saggy pants being banned, these kind of things. It's all over the place tonight here on Free Talk Live, as it normally is. We're on 7 nights a week.
That's
from
right.
7 p. to 10 p. We may not be on your local station. That's fine. Tell them you like Free Talk Live. Give them a call and tell them you'd like a little more. That's fine. Also, we're available at freetalklive.com. If you've called in, you want to hear your call. Free Talk Live puts its podcast up at about, by tomorrow morning, the podcast will be up, and you can download the podcast and hear what you sounded like on the radio, if that's what you're into.
There are multiple ways to enjoy the show. Also, we have a live webcam going on at lrn.fm, and if you want to see the behind the scenes and what we do at break, you can actually sign on to my Periscope. So just look me up at Twitter, at Taryn Lupo, at TarrinLupo. Right now, there's a live feed, and you can see me and Mark in studio and Jazzy the studio dog. And you can even ask us questions through Periscope. So that's going on right now. Don't forget.
I told you I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoins at a very low rate. Now, you can use Bitcoins to save 20, 25, 30% things you purchase through Amazon, so pretty much everything you need in your life at saveatpurse.com. But you can get those Bitcoins through expresscoin.com. It's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can buy Bitcoins with a money order or a check. I've done a great deal of business with them. I trust them implicitly. You just start off at expresscoin.com. You can even they even have an app. Make it easy for you. Use coupon code FTL to get $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency at no fee. Coupon code FTL, expresscoin.com. They make it easy for you. Let's go to Dion calling in from, is it Red Deer, Canada? Dion, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Doing good.
Good, good. I'd like to throw in just my two cents if worth there on the intelligence bit, no pun.
But, go right ahead.
For myself, you know, I'm a good math and science person. I test pretty good, you know, I've done a good handful of IQ tests. I've kind of sought out on the internet, and that's all fine and dandy. But like for me, I only consider myself half smart because I can't, draw or do a portrait. I can't strum the guitar to save my life. I can't swim to save my life. So there's plenty of things that an IQ test doesn't come anywhere near covering, a lot of it being the creative things. And yep. And I don't see why, you know, where people score on IQ tests, which is a lot of what people are referring to when they say intelligence.
They sure are.
When you mentioned, you know, what is intelligence?
I agree with you.
Appreciate I agree.
Call, Dan.
I think most people are really hung up on this IQ score. And, you know, I've taken an IQ test multiple times, and I come back with completely different scores each time. It's never, like, the same.
Well, they aren't always on even the same, same spectrum. They'll have different numbers and that sort of thing. Some of them don't even have numbers. Some of them say average, above average, significantly above of average, you know, things like that.
It really bothers me that we try to quantify how smart people are.
I understand why people want to do it.
I mean, I get it. I do, because it's nice to be able to put a comparison or for studies. But I really think that if people believe that, it cages them into some sort of takes away their ability to prosper, I think. If you buy into it, oh, that's my race, and, you know, nobody else around me is doing this good. And you can have a pity party for yourself and stay there because you think you're not smart.
Calling in from Lynchburg, Virginia. T, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. I actually went to Liberty, and then I switched over to UVA in Virginia.
Liberty University?
Yeah, and I switched over to UVA, and I got a bachelor's in psychology and specializations in Myers-Briggs and personality. And I could say that...
What's your Myers-Briggs?
Mine is INFJ.
Okay.
Yours is probably ESTJ, am I right?
ESTP.
ESTP? Is Ian ESTJ?
I'm a big fat liar. Ian is
ESTJ?
INTP.
You want to explain this to people?
I can't explain it to people.
No, the caller. Because there's a lot of people listening and don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's smart people horoscopes is what it is.
It sounds right.
Ian, is he...
You can call in and talk to Ian about his personality type. That would be better, better call.
He's probably ESTJ. Anyways, like, yeah, ENTP, ENTJ, no offense, they're always, like, 70% of males, they're always super, like, libertarian, like, super, like, radical freedom. They're protectors of offending people and all this kind of a thing and bringing people together. But anyways, my point is that when it comes to intelligence and money, you're always going to have some people, like, different types. Like, ISTPs will always have very little money in their lifetime. ENTPs will always make a lot of money and they'll also lose a lot of money. There's just different types of people that get energy from different things in life, which cause those situations to be what they are. And that doesn't necessarily, like, intelligence thing, how smart you are, but it's just, like, the way that you process life, get energy from different things, like investing, connecting with people, you know, that kind of a thing. People basically just hand money to people like ENFPs and stuff like that. But that's a huge part of it, and it holds consistently true.
If people want to investigate this a little bit, you can. I think that these are more interesting than, say, horoscopes, for instance. They're more about you You can go take a Myers-Briggs test online and get your little rating and decide what it is and decide just how important that is. There's groups on Facebook. You can say, oh, yeah, all of us STPs have, ESTPs have gotten together, you know, that kind of thing. And if it's important to you, I think it can be important for like an evening or whatever. It can be in some entertainment.
So it's about as fun as a horoscope.
I think it's more fun than a horoscope.
Because it's actually based a little more on the science side that it stands well. All right, I didn't know that. That's those UVA guys.
Man. T, is that what you wanted to address?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Radford, so I have to take a dig at UVA.
Okay. You guys and your
that's right. We knew how to party.
No doubt. You know, I do it every time. I just barely, like, just on the fringe went to University of Florida.
Yeah.
In the sense that I took some correspondence courses from some professors that were in University of Florida. But I don't mind razzing those Florida State people.
Nah, UVA is a cool school. I used to go up there and play rugby against their team.
But was it a girls' school?
No, Radford was pretty much a girls' school where I went, and that was by design.
Josh calling in from Jackson, Mississippi. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Intelligence, knowledge. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of... Okay, how do you know anything at all? I'm serious.
No, that's a good point.
It's a sensation.
Yeah.
It's an idea in our heads. I mean,
well, you walk both ways before you cross the street, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, you think you look both ways across the street, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you're getting ethereal on us here, but I kind of understand his point is, you know, there's a lot of people that believe that what we see is just like the hologram
world,
or...
The world is... You're experiencing the world in your head.
Berkeley,
there's
George
no doubt
Berkeley.
About it.
David Hume and George Berkeley. I just think them dudes are really fascinating. And intelligence, I mean, based on what? I don't know. It's just...
A test,
you go out in the woods and survive like a deer? Now, that's intelligence to me.
Well, it is if you have to survive in the woods.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Josh. Appreciate it.
My ass is doing.
Yeah, thanks.
People believe it. It may very well be the case. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. We don't know what the world's going to look like if the world's reserve currency crashes. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. There's a philosophy out there called objectivism. It is sort of surrounded with Ayn Rand, and some people like her and some people don't. And that doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. What I can tell you is that objectively, the world is as the world is. And you ought to operate that way, and life will probably be best. What is intelligence? I think that can be very difficult to say, you know, depending on what we're talking about as to whether or not somebody's intelligent. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype, 855-450-FREE.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. I'd give you the telephone numbers, but I don't think you're going to get in.
Yep.
I'm gonna do my best to get everybody who's on the line, but yeah. Anyway, it's Mark with you.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
I want you to check out our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. We get in lots of entertaining discussions there. Post different types of things all the time, and you can get involved. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and like us there, and you'll be able to see our content.
Come troll us.
And there's that, too.
Go and entertain the trolls, feed the trolls.
We got them over at facebook.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott calling in from Indiana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Just good to talk to you again. I was going to say the whole thing about intelligence. I remember seeing a thing years ago, a thing you may have probably heard of it called EQ, which is... It stands for emotional quotient.
Yeah, I've heard of EQ. Yeah, it never really caught on, but it was big for a moment.
Well, yeah, tell me. I don't remember that.
Delayed gratification. Yeah, they did an classic experiment. They put kids in a room. They put a marshmallow in front of them. Say, okay, we're going to leave the room for 10 minutes, and if you don't eat the marshmallow, you have a chance to get 5 marshmallows. And the kids who were able to sit there for the whole time and wait for the extra marshmallows. Because that was kind of a crude measurement of EQ. But then basically what EQ amounts to is being able to, being what we used to call just discipline. Having the ability to delay gratification. You know, you work toward a long-term goal. And I think
that... But some of it seems to be, if it's not socialized very early, it almost seems to be genetic. Like some people just have it. What's that?
Almost. But I think that explains why people who come here from Asia and East Africa, for instance, are so successful. I don't think that there's a preponderance of intelligence per se, but they've been socialized culturally to be able to look down the road and work really hard to get a long-term goal. And that's something a lot of America has lost in the cultural system.
I agree. I think a lot of that is cultural for sure, because you can transplant people from different countries, different races, put them in around a bunch of positive people who are go-getters, and they'll become positive and go-getters. You can definitely...
Exactly.
Yeah. If we could create a country whose attitude is based on delayed gratification, we probably would have a very successful country.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is the when you were talking about people that come from other countries, those countries aren't. Now, that doesn't mean that those countries are necessarily that way. Maybe it's people who are willing to pick up their lives and move for more prosperity, more freedom, or more whatever. Maybe it's those people that are better at those things. Immigrants have traditionally done well in America.
Yeah, and that's an interesting study, because when they followed up with these kids, they were much more likely to be successful when they showed willpower at a young age.
Yeah.
It was significantly different.
Indeed it is. Scott, thank you for the call. 855, whoops, I'm giving the telephone number, and I don't know whether we'll make it. Let's go to William, calling in from Indianapolis. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
What's
on your mind?
Sorry, I'm off guard. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just tuned into your show, and I heard the doctor, who's he made the comment that only about 6 months of his training was really relevant.
Pretty much. I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still on there.
I'm a co-host tonight. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, out of all the education I have, I only use about 5 to 10% of what I actually learned. The rest of that was just hoops to make me jump through them and eliminate competition. And honestly, if I were in a real society that did not care about having a piece of paper, I could have learned what I needed to as an apprentice, following around another doctor for
as
a year or two.
Doctors did at one
back
point.
In the day. This is all just busy work fluff, and it's basically just eliminate people that don't have the ability to take that kind of crud.
You know, I really share that viewpoint, because I actually, well, what made me think of this was I used to work for my grandpa for about 5 years. He ran a boat shop, and I came down there to work with him. I'd never worked on boats before. I didn't know if I was mechanically inclined or not, you know. But what he taught me was the problem solving, how to diagnose. And from there, basically, like you said, I just had research materials. I had the internet. I had repair books. And just over the course of that, finding the problem and then looking up how to repair or do anything else, I actually ended up learning a great deal that way. And
yeah, mechanics and doctors are basically the same, man. I mean, you just learn how to diagnose, and then it's all just dealing with different models coming in.
Now, apprenticeships have their disadvantages, too, but I feel like...
if you get a bad person, but...
Right, well, not everybody's
made itself.
Not everybody's made to be a teacher, and like me, for instance, if you're going to get your apprenticeship in radio from me, you better be a good learner. And, you know, you better be able to come along and get, you know, pick things up, ask the right questions, do these kind of things, because I got a short temper. You know, I just...
Well, everything's changed. These days, you really could learn how to be a doctor on the internet for free.
Indeed.
You could learn everything. You can watch operations if you want on the internet completely for free. Now, obviously, there's something to be said for practicing on labs and stuff, but you could probably do that. You could probably go buy some beef and meat and just like, you know, what they did when they started out in school. And the only thing you're really missing is real live patients, which comes on experience.
You can speak of this as a doctor. I would say that basically there are only a few job areas that you're going to need a degree for, because you're not going to be able to practice as a doctor if you learn on the internet.
Not necessarily. What I'm trying to say is you could get good at one thing on the internet and just tell people, I'm new at this. You know what? I'm an apprentice. Whatever. Go apprentice with someone after you've learned. You don't need to go to school to learn anatomy. You know, you can learn all that.
I'm saying that if you try to practice.
Yeah, because the law's in place.
Right.
But you take us back, go to an Amish community. Like this, you know, like
are there Amish doctors?
Yeah, what they do is they have their own doctors, they have their own setup, and they don't play by any of these rules, man. They're completely, I'll talk about that another night. They have a whole different pastoral medical association that allows doctors to work without licensing.
William?
Well, that's I'd say too as what I basically was mentor or an apprentice, whatever. I can also say that having a mentor is a huge thing too.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to work with two different master techs, which is you know, as in that field, that's as high as you can get. And
right.
Master sounds good.
They were able to, yeah, I mean, they were. I mean, some of the things they did were just amazing. Like, you could listen to a motor run and diagnose it that way, you know.
Well, William, I do appreciate the call. Thank you so
much. Thank you, sir.
855-450-3733. You know, I think about, you know, when you're talking about this idea of apprenticeship and people learning in different ways, essentially, you can learn all the information you need to learn on the Internet. But the world's changed. I mean, the Internet wasn't that zippy, say, in 1998.
True. It's changed a lot now.
It's changed
saying
very
quickly. It's a whole different ballgame now.
And when you look at, like, Khan Academy and these kind of things, they only came out very recently. Now, with my son, he's homeschooled. We don't even really have a particular curriculum. Essentially, when he asks a question, we try to go find the answer as quick as we can, and he asks a lot of questions, so sometimes you're chasing down things. He gets frustrated because he's 7 years old, and he can't type everything as quickly as he'd like to type it. He can't spell everything he'd like to be able to spell, so we work on those things.
But I'm excited because I think it's a way of hope. It eliminates so many barriers. You're no longer, if you want the knowledge and you have the desire, you can learn anything you want if you can just get to the Internet. It's crazy what's on there. You can take complete classes that are up there for free by the best universities on the planet.
MIT has its whole coursework or whatever on the Internet. And that just goes to show that if you go to the class, all you're paying for, if you go to MIT, all you're paying for at this point is the piece of paper.
That's because it.
You can get the coursework online.
And I think in the future that will change. This piece of paper is becoming less and less and less important. I'm hopefully, you know, this archaic way we do education will completely change.
My uncle, I think that he was involved in the crew that created the light, the traffic lights changing, you know, that little pressure plate underneath there. He said that some of his best people were from ITT. You know, they learned online. They had correspondence courses because they were driven. And so, you know, there you go. There's a great engineer, I assume, if he was, invented something important that we use every day in our lives. He's saying that, that online correspondence guys were important to his business.
And I really have a beef with people that think if you don't go to an Ivy League school or some expensive school that you have an inferior education.
That's just networking.
And that's just
it is an inferior
ridiculous.
Because you can't say it within the first 5 minutes of meeting somebody, right? You can't say the word Harvard or Yale or Princeton or Cornell or whatever.
I mean, it
is.
Makes people feel good if you have a degree from it.
It does make me feel good. I had an eye doctor who went to both Harvard and Cornell, and you know what? I feel like he must have been good.
But, you know, you can take...
He's not the one who solved my eye problem.
You can take a one-credit class online and say, I did my postgraduate work in Harvard, and
funny.
It's accurate.
85. I've given out the number. Check us out at Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Taryn Lupo at taryn.lupo.com.
Drive safe. BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.